If you attended David Nation's church in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, many would say the real sermon began when David's wife began the after-sermon lecture. The story of that fiery lady is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
David and Carrie Nation came to Medicine Lodge, Kansas in 1889. David was the minister of a local church here.
And her preacher, David Nation, was the Christian church minister. But when she decided that he was done, she would stand up and say, "That's all, David," and that would be the end of that. She was, of course, against tobacco and alcohol.
John Nixon shares the story from Carrie Nation's hometown. This is where Nation resided when she began her push to abolish drinking alcohol in this country.
She eventually started a crusade. In 1900, she drove her buggy from here right to Kiowa, Kansas, and smashed a saloon down there.
In June of 1900, she led that group to Kiowa, where they wrecked a local saloon. It was just the beginning of many such visits to drinking establishments.
And that's how it got started. Then she smashed the Eaton Hotel in Wichita, which still stands. And then she went clear across the country and over to Europe as well with her crusade.
Soon her fame began to spread, often a literal one-woman wrecking crew.
She just developed a big disgust for it because of her family background. I think, you know, some of her family were alcoholics. But in later years, when she took off on her crusade, then her husband David, while he was here, sued her for divorce for deserting him, and he's buried right here in Medicine Lodge.
While her methods were bold and destructive, many backed her cause, and over a century later, people are still coming here to learn about her interesting life. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.